This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget, you can and should email the show. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you have to send or say to us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I just have to address something really quickly. It goes along the lines of what we were just talking about how the GOP still doesn't understand what they're dealing with. And it's like they're trying not to understand. So Fauci is trying to answer questions before Congress on mask mandates and COVID-19 origins and all these things. And this is one guy, but he's one example of many. I'm just picking on him. John Joyce is his name. He's out of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's 13th district. It doesn't matter. He says, it's clear from our interview that Dr. Fauci had no understanding of what was happening with research grants and many public health policies under his jurisdiction at NIAID. Dr. Fauci had no understanding? What? Dr. Fauci had complete understanding of what he was doing. I cannot stand this way of thinking from the right. And you know why? Because this is essentially a get off scot-free, get out of jail free card for every evil thing the communists have done. They do this all the time. They play the right like a fiddle. Fauci, I mean, you pick it, but we'll use Fauci for their example. He goes and sits in front of Congress, and it's a whole lot of, I don't know, I don't remember. What? Is that what happened? Whoa, I had no idea. I don't know anything about that. And then instead of accusing them of being exactly what they are, a bunch of vicious, malicious little dirty liars who deserve to go to prison, the GOP says, oh, wow, he didn't know. Man, that's embarrassing, guys, isn't it? He made a big whoopsie. Whoops, ups. Did I stumble around and take your taxpayer money and create COVID-19 before I then used COVID-19, which your taxpayer money created under my direction, and then I used it to destroy your country, destroy Trump's presidency, destroy your economy, and ensure Democrat rule for the next 100 years? Whoops, did I do that? Well, what a mistake. So I'm getting my blood pressure up, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to move back to emails. I'm going to move back to emails because I'm totally fine now. It steams me to no end. The useless party. Completely useless. Headline, William Penn statue to stay in National Park Service after a reversal. You see, William Penn, there's a place called Welcome Park. The National Park Service was getting ready to remove the statue of William Penn. Of course, it was all because of all this DEI nonsense. The GOP... they're the ones who authored all of this stuff. Because when the communists started to come for statues of Robert E. Lee, the GOP, the low-T GOP, stood there on the sidelines. And said, well, I mean, I guess we really should after all. I mean, the Confederacy was really bad, guys. I love black people. Look at all my black friends. Don't call me a racist. And now William Penn goes down. Actually, they saved him this time, but he was about to. Jefferson's gone down. Teddy Roosevelt had a statue removed from New York City. Teddy Roosevelt is Mr. New York City. Statue gone. All because the GOP. Well, guys, they've really opened Pandora's box now. This is setting a wild precedent. Really? Setting a precedent? Which communist statue has been torn down? Anyone? Because I remember hearing about Pandora's box back then too. Oh, they really did it this time, guys. You're not, this is gonna go both ways. Really? When did it go both ways? Did I miss that? I don't know, we do this for a living. Please send me an email if I missed when it went both ways. Tell me about the commie statue that got torn down. I know about many that got built. I know to this day, speaking of New York City, you can go visit a statue of St. George Floyd in New York City. Is there a commie statue that's been torn down somewhere by somebody? Removed? I'm not even talking about vandals. I don't want you to break the law to vandalize anything. Have any of these statues been officially removed by a city council or a state anywhere? Even one? None, huh? Wow. That's wild. I was told again and again that Pandora's box had been opened. Apparently Pandora's box is sealed up tighter than a drum. In all the talk of moving to red states, this is an email. I made a transition there. In all the talk of moving to red states, Georgia is rarely mentioned. And it's not one that pops in my head often either. Is the 2020 election urinal overflowing, or the fact that Atlanta can so easily sway statewide elections, so on and so forth? What about Georgia? I love Georgia. I'll be honest with you, I adore that state. We got to spend some time there when I was a kid. You know, we used to drive places for vacation. You know, flying places for vacation was not something we did. We would drive down to Myrtle Beach. We would do things like that. And we would go down to Georgia. Georgia's just beautiful. What's happened in Georgia, Georgia's a funny state now. It's not as solidly red as the states that surround it. The South Carolinas, the Alabamas, the Floridas, the other southern states. It's not as solidly red because of Atlanta. Atlanta has become little LA. It's become a film industry mecca. All those dirtball commies have flown in from California. They've taken up residence there, and they've slowly but surely turned Atlanta into an ultra, ultra, ultra commie hellhole, which is swaying the entire state because of the numbers. So all that stuff is true. Also, we lost both senators. We used to have two Republican senators in Georgia. We lost both of them. I'm not going to go into it again because a bunch of morons on the right told people that all the elections were rigged. And so people didn't go out and vote, and they stayed home because they thought the elections were all rigged. And now we have two communists as senators from the state of Georgia because of that idiotic talk, which I find absolutely nauseating. So I don't know that Georgia's lost. I don't believe that at all. Brian Kemp sure seems to have a solid hold on power down there. I'm not the biggest Brian Kemp fan in the world, but Georgia has a Republican governor who just got reelected and got reelected easily. So is this California? No, absolutely not. I think maybe just a different tactic in Georgia would probably help. Jesse, I just heard approximately 40% of U.S. voters do not pay federal income tax. Where do you think we would be as a nation if only taxpayers had the privilege of voting? I think we'd be better off, says his name was Johnny. Better off? The entire country would be red. If only taxpayers voted. I don't think people understand how long the Democrat Party has dedicated itself to making sure every single person can vote, and then they've dedicated themselves to making sure a lot of people don't have to pay taxes at all. And what you have now is a bunch of freeloading losers who don't pay anything yet have the same say in our government that you do and I do. It's ridiculous. You know that if you told the founding fathers that everybody of the age of 18 would be able to vote in this country, they wouldn't have even fought the revolution. They would have been so disgusted by what America had become, they would have just given the country back to the British. That's such an insane concept. Well, just live to the age of 18 and everyone can vote. It's crazy. You understand that California, New York, these would be solidly red states if only taxpayers could vote. But no, the GOP could never talk about things like that. After all, we want to make sure we're inclusive, guys, just like those guys are. Are we being inclusive enough, guys? Inclusive enough. You know what inclusive enough has gotten us? Michael, again, play cut number 13. This is the head of the FAA. This is what inclusive gets you as a country. Go.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Yeah, there's where your inclusivity gets you. You know, it's underrated exclusivity. Oh, speaking of St. George Floyd, remember all those horrific riots afterwards? People getting shot, killed, businesses burning, billions of dollars in loss. President of the United States got up today, had this to say. Cut three, go.
After the historic movement for justice in the summer of 2020, I signed the most significant police reform executive order in history.
Stochastic terrorism. Sandwiched, you and me. The people on top, they give legal permission to the animals on the bottom to do as they please, and then they call it a historic movement. People getting shot in the face, losing their businesses, losing everything. And to the President of the United States of America, it's a historic movement. But don't worry, I'm sure the GOP will come out tomorrow and say something. Joe Biden doesn't even know what he's doing. Bunch of losers. Let's talk about, you know what? Let's get to some emails next. First of all, let's talk about your towels. I want what's best for you, right? I want the costs in your life to go down. I want you to have a good family, good friends. I want you to stand for something. But more than anything, I want you to have good towels. It is critical that good towels become part of your life. You're cheating yourself. That little moment between when you shut off the shower and grab your towel is miserable. You were just warm and nice, and now you're cold. I need to grab my towel. And then you grab a garbage towel that doesn't dry you off, or even worse, it does dry you off, and then it's hard. It's miserable. It's like sandpaper. Get some My Towels. My Pillow's brand new towel brand. Six-piece towel sets as low as $29.98 right now with the promo code Jesse. Designer premium line, just $20 more. The greatest towels ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get some wonderful towels. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. That's where the podcast, that's where you can find it. It's free. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating talking about how handsome I am. Speaking of the useless GOP, Chuck Schumer got up and gave a speech. You see, Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he just now, well, not just now, but he has over the past couple days been striking a deal with Democrats. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm sure we got something out of it, right? Surely Democrats had to give up something. You remember how we were all told we had to give the House back to the GOP in the midterms or else Democrats would spend us into bankruptcy? Michael, if you wouldn't mind, cut seven, go.
Congressional leaders have reached a top-line agreement for government funding for the 2024 fiscal year. When we began our negotiations, our goal was to preserve a non-defense funding level of $772 billion, the same level agreed to in our debt ceiling deal last June. And that $772 billion was precisely the number we reached. Not a nickel was cut.
Not a nickel. They told us over and over again, how many GOP ads do you remember from the midterms? We'll stop this Biden spending. We'll stop the inflationary spending. We'll get spending under control. Republicans just cut yet another deal with control of the House. Just cut another deal with Democrats. According to Chuck Schumer himself on the Senate floor, didn't cut a nickel. Oh, we're outraged at the border. Okay, defund something. Oh, no, we can't do that. Well, we're outraged. The politicization of the FBI. We're outraged about it. Okay, cut their funding. Well, I mean, no, we can't do that. Oh, my goodness. The military's gone crazy. Look at all this commie stuff in the military. We've got to stop it. Oh, we're actually going to increase their budget. They increased their budget with this. Useless. Completely useless. Now, that's why I call them the low-T GOP. And that's why there's a special mail vitality stack for members of the Republican Party who would like one. Please reach out to the show. Gentlemen, 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days. You might actually find yourself standing strong on a deal. My goodness, you might feel bold. You might feel like a dude for the first time in years. All natural herbal supplements from the anti-communists at Chalk. Not only should you let them send you a male vitality stack, maybe you should let the Chalk boys step in for you because they would actually fight for something. They believe in things at Chalk. CHOQ.com for you. Code Jesse gets you huge savings on everything. Chocolate powder, male vitality stacks, and female vitality stacks, and man, just a better life. Honestly, you start taking natural herbal supplements, life gets better. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Let's do some emails. Jesse, there are Dr. French Leathers. I hate you guys. I've contacted my governor and state rep concerning the illegal aliens that are starting to be shipped into our very small state. I've gotten the same response by all, nothing, and passed off. This is supposed to be the blood red state of South Dakota. It's about to have a problem. From the governor all the way down, from Mr. and Mrs. Norm, they don't care. Should I prep my "you voted for this" reply, or is there something else I can do? Listen, I hate to keep saying this, and I really do. I don't take joy out of saying this. I wish that you and me, I wish we could just whip these losers in the GOP into being fighters. I wish we could. I wish we could just whip them harder and whip them harder and whip them harder. And one day they'll wake up with a backbone and start fighting. You're going to have to become the GOP. I know that's hard. And I know that gets intimidating. Jesse, I don't want to run for office. Jesse, I don't like speaking in front of people. I don't like asking for money. Jesse, I'm not qualified. I'm just a this. I'm just a that. Jesse, I'm just a state trooper. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a secretary. No, you're qualified. You're the normal person. They're the scumbags. The normal people have got to engage and get involved. And this is maybe the most uncomfortable part of what we talk about here. You're going to have to take out a Republican in a primary. You have any idea how uncomfortable that's going to be? See, already I know you'll fight the commies. I'm not worried about that. What if the local Republicans, what if they start blasting you? Are you ready to receive what you consider to be friendly fire? That's what it's going to take if you want a true opposition party. Right now, we don't have one in this country. Do you need me to play the Chuck Schumer sound again? I'm not going to do that to you. But we don't have an opposition party. We have a bunch of dorks who campaign as if they're the opposition party. But then when they get to government, they just sign on for every single Democrat thing from now until the end of time. We don't have an opposition party of any kind. If you would like an opposition party, well, you're going to have to become the opposition party. You're going to have to challenge Republicans in your own state, states like South Dakota, states like Texas, South Carolina, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana. These red states across the country have a bunch of dorks and losers in the GOP that must be purged, and they're not going to voluntarily give up their seats because you called the office or sent a nasty email. They're going to have to be wrenched from those seats because God knows these losers don't want to have to go find actual real jobs. So you're going to have to be the wrench. It's time to run for office. It's time to become an activist. School board, board of supervisors, state house, state senate. Honestly, these state house, state senate seats are going to be everything in the coming years as we need the states to get bolder and more anti-communist as they stand up against the government. All right? All right. More email roundup next.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm trying to be way better about my email roundup. I think I've gotten to like three of these things. Jesse, Obama and Valerie Jarrett are on film stating they will, quote, reward our friends and punish our enemies, speaking of their political enemies. Obama is definitely the head of the communist snake in our country. Please research. Yeah, it's something we talk about all the time. Barack Obama, I despise him more than I despise any other American. It's not just because he's a dirty communist who hates this country. It's because he's a capable dirty communist who hates this country. I want to say something, and you're not supposed to talk like this. You're supposed to pretend that every single election is the most important election ever. And I'm not dismissing this coming election. Don't get me wrong. It's very, very, very important. They all matter, especially now. It's very, very important. But the most important election ever was actually the election, the first election to elect Barack Obama. Barack Obama, there have been many, many Democrats, many with a socialist, communist bent to them, if you will. Barack Obama was the first one to assume the presidency who genuinely despised this country while combining that with the charisma and intelligence to hurt this country. It's not the moron you have to worry about. It was the Obama. Obama was the one we truly could not afford. And as you look around now, as you look around now and you look at, what's a good example? The military is actually a great example. People, especially on the right, who are more patriotic, much more prone to be pro-military, they will look at these generals, these admirals, and you see this man in uniform, and you see all these ribbons and medals, and he's got all the shiny stuff on him, and automatically you're inclined to pay that person respect, or at least assume that's a respectful person. And then you see all these guys, just woke commie pieces of trash. And you're horrified, and you look around and you ask, how did that happen? How did that happen? Well, Barack Obama. I know Clinton started a lot of that as well, but Barack Obama took that into overdrive. Barack Obama, because he was a man interested in winning, he promptly purged the military of any general he thought might dissent and then filled it up with committed communists loyal to him. He did the same thing in the bureaucratic agencies of the government. Barack Obama It's not even that he went looking for traditional Democrats to fill this bureaucrat position or that bureaucrat position. That would have been bad enough. Obama bypassed that, and he went to the real America haters, the real poison of this country, the university system. And he found the most Mao-loving, America-hating, vile little scumbags, and he put them, he filled up the positions of power with these people. And they have since done what communists do, used that power to reward their friends and punish their enemies. Is 2024 elections, is it important? You bet it is. Is it the most important election ever? Nope. That was the Obama election. And we lost it. We're paying for it to this day. And we will pay for that election for decades. And then his re-election, when we ran that useless loser Mitt Romney against in his re-election. That one doesn't just go on Obama. That one goes on the American people. Again, you voted for this. 4 years of Barack Obama. He promptly passed Obamacare, which they passed in the middle of the night. You remember that. The American people despised it to the point we saw right-wing protests like we've never seen in the history of this country. All that Tea Party stuff. The American people hated Obamacare. They frankly hated the way Obama governed, but the polls showed they loved him personally. And after 4 years of Barack Obama carving up this country like a Thanksgiving turkey, the American people ran to the polls and voted for him again. We have the government we deserve. Dear permanent part-time Oracle, I hope you can make it through a full week since it's only been a month since you've done that. You're always talking about how the communists are bold and use language to control the narrative. The Biden administration recently set the narrative about illegal immigration by having Anthony Blinken go to ask Mexican president about what Mexico is going to do to curb the flux. They're always on point, always on offense. We are in the corner sniveling and mumbling about being the silent majority. He said, I can say his name. His name is Dan. Well, yeah. Excuse me. That's what they've done. Now, remember, the border being open, you already know, I'm not going to bore you with, you already know this, you listen to the show, it's not an accident, they did it on purpose, it's not a fumble, it's not a stumble, it's not incompetence. These America-hating communists believe America's an evil place, therefore everyone has a right to come here and pillage the place the way they do. That's what they believe, so they opened up the border. They are mindful, however, that what they're doing isn't going to be very popular with the American people. They are mindful of that. So all they're going to do now, between now and Election Day, is try to fade the heat, as the kids say, meaning they're going to try to put the illegal immigration thing on everyone else, including Mexico. Why won't Mexico do something about this? Well, they don't really want Mexico to do something about it anyway. Don't get me wrong. They wouldn't mind if Mexico maybe slowed things down until Joe Biden got reelected, Gavin Newsom got reelected. But they're not actually intending on securing anything. Why would you intend to secure a country you hate? You wouldn't. You would want to destroy a country you hate. They hate this country. That's what they're doing. Jesse, Mr. Kelly, he says, I heard you talking about veterans who wondered if it had all been worth it in light of the current state of the country. You told them they should be proud of their faithful service, whatever else is true. I was in the 1st Air Cavalry in Vietnam as dismounted cavalry. Although we were betrayed by our military leaders, politicians, and many of the American people, as individual men, we were given the privilege and honor of taking up arms against evil. Most men will never be able to say that. We fulfilled our duty, as did you. Thank you and your team for giving truth to the American people and fighting that fight every show. God bless you all and your families. Best regards. I really want to say his name because I think he probably wants me to, but he did not give me permission to do so. And like I said, unless you tell me specifically I can say your name, I do not do it, not even with death threats on this show. I'm the last private person in the United States of America. Sometimes I feel that way. You email this show. It is private. now and forever. I don't show my friends. I don't blast it on social media. I don't read your name on the air. You send me an email. It goes directly to Jewish producer Chris. He prints it. He hands it to me. And that's where it stops. We don't disclose anything to anybody ever unless we are told to do so. That is how our community must operate. Let me tell you another way our community must operate. As times get trying now, financially, we have to make sure we're not setting aside our obligations to care for widows and orphans. Cops are still being ambushed in this country. Not coming home again. Mom, kids, getting that visit that they dread, that they live in fear of. Gold Star families are still hurting in this nation. So who will help them? How will we help them? What can you do? You can simply support Tunnel to Towers in their mission. This is one of the truly great organizations in this country. Not one of these scam groups like so many of these veterans groups. The money actually goes to the widows and the orphans. That's where your $11 a month goes. And that's all they ask. That's not a lot, is it? I mean, that's what? That's half a pizza night anymore. T, the number 2T.org. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. But these people are out there being the hands and feet we've been commanded to be. Go help them. T2T.org. All right? It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't worry, though. I don't want to brag. We're here all week. Gonna knock out not just one, not two, not three, not four, but five straight work days this week, assuming we don't have any technical problems. Also, I don't want to brag, but producer Michael did manage to dig up the Frito Bandito. Michael, without further ado, play me a song, please.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch. Munchy bunchy Fritos.
Oh, that is so beautiful. All right, now let's get to a couple emails before I move on here. Dear JK47, that's really cool. Michael, did you hear that nickname? Someone said it before? Did someone say it before and I just forgot it? Can we pretend like we came up with that? You know what? I just came up with a new nickname for myself, JK47, on top of Shogun and Oracle and... Sombrero Jesse. I forgot about Sombrero Jesse. In case you're wondering, I know we have a bunch of new listeners, how I got all these nicknames. Most of them I came up with myself. Why wouldn't I give myself a nickname? Who knows me better than me? Some of them, though, are nicknames given to me by the audience. I then stole and acted like I came up with them by themselves. Remember, kids, there's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to take credit for somebody else's work. Anyway, the guy says, I'm a former government intel guy, or I follow a former government intel guy, a conservative who thinks that due to the looming debt crisis, the government will keep racking up debt until the actual crisis and then essentially take everyone's assets during the collapse. Is this even possible? Or could it be something more like a BlackRock Vanguard State Street sweeping in? I'd love to know your thoughts. I can say his name is Luke. Okay, he says, I can play the Frito Bandito for his daughter, which I guess we just did. So shout out to her. Okay, racking up the debt and then come take everyone's assets. Okay, well, let's deal with the first part first. Some of these people are destroying the country intentionally, and the debt is part of that. Some of these people are not. Now, speaking of the people doing it intentionally, I'm going to play this for you again. It's Chuck Schumer talking about the new spending deal. Set aside your anger at the GOP like we levied last time he read this. I want you to listen to this again with a different ear. I want you to listen to this with this kind of ear. Chuck Schumer is the most powerful Democrat in the Senate. He's a piece of trash, but he's a highly informed human being. As you listen to him speak and brag that they didn't have to cut a single penny, Remember that Chuck Schumer, he knows that the debt will bring this nation to its knees unless major cuts are not done and done now. He knows that. This is not a Republican idea or a Democrat idea. This is math. You cannot have a debt to GDP ratio, frankly, where we are now, but we're adding about a trillion every 3 months now. The crisis is coming. Chuck Schumer knows this as a fact. He knows this. And he got up and gave a speech bragging that they didn't cut a nickel. Michael, go.
Congressional leaders have reached a top-line agreement for government funding for the 2024 fiscal year. When we began our negotiations, our goal was to preserve a non-defense funding level of $772 billion, the same level agreed to in our debt ceiling deal last June. And that $772 billion was precisely the number we reached. Not a nickel was cut.
Bragging. It's me driving the car. I've got the gas pedal floored, my whole family in the car, and we're heading towards a cliff. And I just turned to everybody in the car and said, did you see me take that turn? I didn't have to slow down a second. There are people who want the collapse. The Republicans, most of them, they're just too weak, useless, and afraid to stop the collapse. The communists want the collapse. So the debt collapse, the debt crisis, it's going to be something you're going to live through. I'm going to live through it. Unless you're one of the much older folks listening to the show and you're on the back nine, if you will, we're going to live through this crisis. As far as what their response is going to be, are they going to seize people's assets? I don't know. I don't want to sit here and throw bombs that I don't know about and haven't heard. I could see it. The thing is, once you get to a crisis, this is part of the reason people in politics love crises. Michael, we talked about this before. What's crisi? Oh, yeah. There's a reason they love crisi. I forgot. It's Latin for multiple crises at once. Anyway, there's a reason they love it. It's just like COVID gives them a license to do all the things they could never do before. Would they take your assets? I could see it. Is that the plan? I don't know. But they would. Anyway, Michael, without further ado, give me some headlines I didn't get to.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
J&J, that would be Johnson & Johnson, to pay $700 million to settle state's talc investigation. It is crazy the leeway the pharmaceutical industry gets in this country. In fact, if you look at Operation Warp Speed, they get more than leeway. They get a massive handout when time and time again, they are found to be some of the most evil, nefarious organizations in this country. Climate crank John Kerry to lead 2024 Biden administration delegation to Davos. The most insane people in our society are the people who run the society. That's something. FBI knew about school massacres discussion Discord server that Iowa mass shooter was a member of weeks before the attack took place. Once again, they knew all about this guy, but they did nothing about it. Oh, well, at least the FBI is done gunning down people on the right for now. Okay, I actually don't have time to get to any other headlines. You send me an email. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I will see you then. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.